theguardian.co.uk.
This is Bret the Hitman Hart.
You're a playable character in this new game. What do you think it is that's made your Hitman character so popular for so long?
I think I was the first real character. Like the one that was kind of made you kind of feel like wrestling was real. Whereas even my interviews and stuff weren't as, so they weren't as loud and overblown as a lot of the wrestling characters that were before me. I think when people watch the Bret the Hitman Hart character, they kind of, they watch him for his reality, and he seemed like he made wrestling seem real anyway. Okay. I think that's what people remember about me the most.
And is it strange seeing yourself as a video game character? And
yeah, it's almost, it's probably just the next step up from the action figure. You know, when I first saw the action figure, that was, I remember when I first saw it, that that was the coolest thing in the whole world. And now the video games, I mean, they're so realistic, and it's just amazing how they can make it all seem real for kids and older people.
Does it get stranger and stranger as technology progresses and the graphics become better? And
yeah, it really is. It's probably scary to think what Bret the Hitman Hart might be doing on a video game about 30 years from now. That's for sure.
That is for sure. Do your children play as you in the game, or?
Well, all my kids play. All of them.
And have you ever played as yourself in a wrestling game?
Well, you know, the truth is that when I had my stroke, part of my when they told me I was trying to recover, they told me that it would be really good therapy for me to play video games, just for my the mental alertness and all that kind of stuff. And so I tried. I've always tried, but I'm just not very good. My two boys play a lot, but they're so good that I can't really play with them. So,
what kind of games are you playing?
Well, we've done the wrestling games, and we've done the a lot of the war games. But I'm, like I say, I'm pretty pathetic when I play. I remember that Wrestling with Shadows documentary a few years ago. I was bad when I played that, and I'm just as bad now, maybe worse.
Match. The referee is powerless to stop this one. Again, this one's no disqualification, so the ref's going to allow this. Watch out here. And there he goes, crashing to the floor.
Hi, my name is Dan Ryan. I am a game designer on SmackDown vs. Raw 2011.
Now, what are the challenges involved in making such a successful series and continuing and improving on it?
There's a lot of challenges, especially because it's a yearly title. And this is, I think, the 12th one we've done with you. So we constantly kind of need to reinvent ourselves and offer something really new.
Would you say it's a worry of becoming complacent when you've got a series that you know is guaranteed a certain amount of sales?
You know, for me, no. But I mean, that's definitely a good question. For me, though, I'm always so critical of it, kind of. I've been working on the game for a few years now, and there's so many things that I want to do. And, like, I could just sit there and go crazy and pick apart little things. Not to say that there are lots of things, but things that I would want to, you know, kind of do to the game. So, for me, no.
And how would you say it was different making a wrestling game from any other fighting game?
It's not really I don't know, I don't make anyone mad. It's not really, you know, a sport, you know, the outcome's predetermined. I don't know. It's not really a fighting game. There's kind of so much, so it kind of blends different genres together. So that's what's kind of weird. It's trying to take all those elements going, oh, should it be really simulation heavy? Should it be more arcadey? Should the guys be working together? But yeah, there's all that, and then obviously there's so many crazy characters and things are happening all the time. Superstars are changing, coming in and out, so keeping up to date stuff too. So I guess all those elements kind of are what make it kind of a unique creature to work on.
I mean, like when you're programming, for example, someone to punch someone, are you trying to make it look like a wrestling punch so it's sort of pulled and doesn't quite make contact and the guy you trying to make it look like a, you know, it really connects and.
That's a difficult one, too, because what's cool is we always have the mocap guys coming out who are actual wrestlers or actual superstars. And, there I'm like, just beat the guys at. Like, I'm not in the ring. So I'm like, hit them hard. I want it to, like, look good and look hard. But a lot of that stuff's done via Uke, so they're kind of, you know, making the decisions as far as that. But we do get into that. It's kind of like, you know, we can make it realistic, but I'm kind of someone who's kind of more arcadey. So I'm like, you know, add a little oomph to it. Sometimes it's naturally like that because the guys really go at it in the mocap sessions. But sometimes we kind of make the screen shake a little bit and kind of have some more impact. So it's kind of depends on the situation.
Has work started on the next one yet?
Yes, definitely. It's a continual cycle, and it's starting to just kind of merge and merge.
They don't give you like a month off and say, you know, start the next one. It's not
really
well like that.
I need to recharge my batteries. And I don't know, you might want to talk to someone in PR. I don't think we officially... Oh, man, I don't even know. We're officially... I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. You guys trapped me. That was all off the record. there's constantly stuff being worked on, though, and it is a cycle that's going on and on. We're constantly thinking of new things to do, whether that be SVR 12, whether it be some new WWE game, or who even knows.
The following contest is scheduled for one fall, and it is for the Intercontinental Championship.
You're listening to WWE superstar Kofi Kingston.
Is it strange seeing yourself appear in a video game?
It's not strange. I think it's actually really cool. I've always been an avid video game player since, I don't know, as long as I can remember, especially with the wrestling games. Like, I would always create myself. So to be in the game and not have to do that, and to have a character that looks more like me than I could create, is pretty cool.
And what other kind of games do you like to play other than wrestling games?
I play Call of Duty. I play Madden heavily. A new Madden just came out. All types of sports games. I just bought my Mario Brothers Wii. All different types, I guess. Yeah.
Do you say it's like one of your main hobbies then?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It's funny because when my fiance will she'll fall asleep, I can play my video games like throughout the night.
Do you remember what was one of the first WWF games you played?
I've been playing all of them. I played WCW versus NWO Revenge, WCW World Tour, you know, when it first came out. I played, In Your House. You know, I played pretty much all of them, even the arcade game I used to play.
What do you think is the hardest thing to recreate about wrestling in a video game?
In the game? Probably the pain, which is not a bad thing, right? I mean, you know, we're all pretty dinged up, even like sitting down here. Like, I had to sit down kind of gingerly with my knees and everything. But to be able to play a video game that's so realistic and not have to worry about, like, getting hurt, it's the best thing for kids out there and anyone who wants to kind of do what we do and not really experience the negative side as far as pain and injuries and whatnot.
Now trying to make the climb again, slowly, but with everything he's been through, as quickly as he can.
My name is Corey Ledesma. I'm a creative director at THQ, working on WWE products.
Could you tell us a bit more in depth about the plan you mentioned to charge people buying pre-owned for the to get the extra content?
I think everyone's aware of used games and their impact on the industry. I think we're following suit with other publishers and having a strategy where we reward new game buyers with bonus content. And so this year, new game purchasers will get a single-use token that appears on the back of the manual. They can enter in that token, and with that token, they'll get the first DLC pack free, which is Chris Masters, playable character, Kelly Kelly alternate tire, which is kind of a sexy devil tire, and then also a Rey Mysterio Day of the Dead attire. And those two tires are kind of themed around Halloween, since this is when the game is coming out. So they get that, and they also unlock the online feature set portion of the game. Used game buyers will have two options. Either they can purchase a single-use token, and the price point is $10 for PlayStation 3 and 800 Microsoft points for 360. And then with that, they'll also get the DLC pack for free and the online feature set. Now, if they want to try out the multiplayer experience, there's a 7-day trial period that they can enter in as well to experience the online feature set. However, they will not get the bonus DLC content unless they purchase the token. The token can be purchased in an in-game store, which is being introduced into the game for the first time, where they'll be able to go in and they'll see all the DLC content that's in there. They'll also be able to buy this single-use token. The name of the token is called Online Access, and the access is spelled like the WWE usually spells access, with two X's.
Are you expecting a backlash from the community?
I'm not sure. I don't think we really care whether used game buyers are upset, because new game buyers get everything. So if used game buyers are upset that they don't get the online feature set, I don't really have much sympathy for them. So that's a little blunt, but we hope it doesn't disappoint people. We hope people understand that when the game's bought used, we get cheated, and I don't think anyone wants that. And so in order for us to continue to make strong, high-quality WWE games, we need loyal fans that are interested in purchasing the game, and we want to reward those fans with additional content. And so that's where that free DLC pack comes, and that's also a strategy we're just doing with our DLC in general, that we're going to have continuing DLC content being released and free content that comes with each pack.
Do you speak to other publishers about decisions like this? Because obviously, once one starts doing it, it'll generally become, you know, acceptable across the board. Is that something you think about?
I think we just track what's going on in the industry, and we watch to see what people are doing. Doesn't mean that we follow what other people are doing per se, but we adjust our strategy game to game. It doesn't mean that all THQ games will have the same strategy. It doesn't mean that all games in the industry will have the same strategy. But we think with all the content that we have in the game and the amount of online features that we have, there's a lot of value there. And so we want to make sure we reward players with that value. So I think, you know, we're aware of what's going on in the industry. We're constantly evaluating what's the best strategy. And we feel that this is the best strategy to reward new buyers of the game.
Do you think eventually this will be the standard for all games publishers?
In my humble opinion, I think the industry is moving towards more of an online content driven model where you purchase content online and you get away from purchased packaged goods. Packaged goods, just like the iTunes model or anything like that, it's something that's slowly dying out. You want to be able to buy things digitally, and that digital ownership can be tracked on the publisher side, and also it reduces the cost of goods for packaged goods. It simplifies a lot of things. So as users become more online savvy, I think that part of the industry will grow more and more. It also allows us to continue to keep content fresh and keep the whole setup fluid so that we can introduce new content at the release. And that's what most online games do nowadays, and so I think console games will start to mimic that style a little bit more.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.